We'll resume Siddur Snippets of Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night. I want to share one last thought on this period because I think it's so critical as we've now begun the process of counting Sfira and the transition from Pesach to Shavuos to realize that today, Yisru Chag, the day after Pesach, is not a letdown. It's not all over. Some are very excited to put the Pesach dishes away and put the extended family away. But others realize the Kedusha, the elevation, the enrichment, that feeling of Pesach, we're going back. Not only are we're going back without the joyful music and without the anticipated celebrations. Sfiras HaOmer, on the one hand, has that component of mourning, but on the other, it was instituted, the entire process of the count is in order to inspire and to stimulate us for exactly the opposite. The Baal HaMor asks a famous question, why is it that we don't make a bracha of Shehecheyanu on Sfiras HaOmer? We do a new mitzvah we haven't done in a year. We make a bracha of Shehecheyanu on that mitzvah, and yet, Sfiras HaOmer we haven't done since the last Sfira count, and yet when we began it on Pesach, we did not introduce it with a bracha. And the Baal HaMor says the reason is very simple, because today Sfiras HaOmer is not a kiyum d'oraisa, we're not fulfilling a biblical mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. The Baal HaMor is of the opinion that without the Beis HaMikdash and the Korban HaOmer, the counting today is only rabbinic in nature. And Tosfos points out that's exactly why we do something after we count the Omer we don't find ourselves doing with other mitzvos. We say, Yiratzon She'ibana Beis HaMikdash, that immediately and integrally connected to the count is the reminder that it's a counterfeit count, it's an inauthentic count. The most authentic count was associated with the Korban, with the Beis HaMikdash. We lack the Beis HaMikdash today, so we immediately recoil with Yihi Ratzon. We ask for, we daven for that Beis HaMikdash. In fact, there are some who are opposed to reciting the paragraph right before the counting of the Omer, because we say, Kamosha Kostav BaTorah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hinni Muchanam Zuman, we already fulfill the mitzvah the way it says in the Torah. But we're not fulfilling it the way it says in the Torah. According to the Baal HaMor, it's only the Rabbanan today, and that's why we don't make a Shehecheyanu, because it's rabbinic. The problem is that according to the Rambam, Sfira today is still D'oraisa. There's a Kiyum D'oraisa, biblical fulfillment. It's not only associated with the Korban, there's an independent command and mandate to count the Omer. So why again then don't we introduce it with a Shehecheyanu? The Shiboli Aleket and the Shla both write that we did say a Shehecheyanu on Sfira HaOmer. When did we say it? Not the second night when we counted the Omer, but we said it the first night when we accept Pesach to begin with, and we say a Shehecheyanu in Kiddush, we say a Shehecheyanu at candlelighting. That is Chal, that Shehecheyanu applies not just to Pesach and the mitzvahs of Pesach; it applies to Sfiras HaOmer as well. Again, the challenge with this answer is there is a break, there's a hefsek. Normally, you say Shehecheyanu right before you do the mitzvah. Here, the Shehecheyanu is the first night on the D'oraisa Shehecheyanu on the D'oraisa night of Pesach, to say that it falls on Sfira that will be the next night is difficult to understand. So again, we're left with the question. If you hold Sfira's D'oraisa, certainly, why don't we say a Shehecheyanu with excitement and with zeal, with enthusiasm, to do a mitzvah that we haven't done in an entire year? Rabbi Soloveitchik had a very interesting perspective, answering this question, and it answers other questions as well. Its basis is in the Sefer Achinah. Sefer Achinah famously wonders, normally a person looks forward to something, you count down towards it, you have a vacation coming up, you're going on a trip, there's a yontif that you're looking forward to, you count down towards it, you mark off the days as you count and get close. The Sefer Achinah wonders, why are we going in the opposite direction? We should have started 49 and counted down, why do we start with 1 and count up? And the Sefer Achinah says, because when you're looking forward to a vacation, to a trip, you're looking forward to an event, to an experience, you're counting down towards it because right now you're ready for it and you're eagerly anticipating it and you're counting down until you get there. But the period and the process of Sfira is the opposite. Today, right now, I'm not ready. I just got out of Mitzrayim. I am still saturated and marinated and influenced by the Memtesh Shari Tumah, the influence of Mitzrayim, the Egyptian influence. Mitzrayim Noseya Achareim, that not the Mitzrayim, but Mitzrayim was pursuing the Jewish people. The influence and the values and the icons and the images and the ideals, they continue to pursue us. We're not there. We need 7 weeks. We need 49 days. So we don't count down with anticipation. We're ready now, but we just have to wait to get there. We count up to express that today we're not ready. Every day we live a little closer to being ready. Every day we work on ourselves, we improve ourselves. Every day that's aspirational and inspirational, we get a little closer and we do a little better to getting there. And with this, Rav Soloveitchik explained, that's why you don't make a Shechianu. When do you make a bracha of Shechianu? When there is a unit of a mitzvah you're about to perform, and you'll complete the entire mitzvah in that moment. You say the Shechianu, you do the mitzvah, you're done. You have fulfilled the mitzvah. Check next to the mitzvah. But Sfiras HaOmer is not done. You can't make a Shechianu on the first night as if you've completed the mitzvah the first night. It's 49, it's 7 weeks. It's a process, it's a journey of self-improvement, of progress, of getting better and better and better. Shechianu suggests, I'm done. I've done the mitzvah, it's finished. And therefore, Sfira, we don't say a Shechianu suggests the Rav, because we're not yet done. We've not yet arrived. Good, it's a separate inside of the Rav, which we certainly don't have time for now. Is it 49 separate mitzvahs? Is it all one mitzvah? Why the Bahag, the Shita's Bahag? A whole Torah for another time. But Rabbi Soloveitchik applied this insight to one other area, and then we'll close in Davin Marav. The Shach wonders, why don't we make a bracha, Shechianu, at a wedding? You stand under a chuppah, a man's about to marry a woman, he's about to do a mitzvah. Why don't you make a bracha of Shechianu? Why don't you make a bracha of Shechianu? And the Shach doesn't answer. Rav Shlomo Eger and the Marsha answer that Kiddushin is only a Hechsher mitzvah. The real mitzvah is Puravu. Mirtzah Hashem, Hashem should bless those who are trying to have children. That's the mitzvah. Being married is a Hechsher mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah itself. And that's why Rav Shlomo Eger says you don't make a Shechianu. That answer is according to the Rosh. But according to the Rambam, the getting married is a mitzvah proper. Again, you're left with the question of, why don't you make a Shechianu? The Aruch HaShulchan is a technical answer that Eris and Kedushin, Nisuin, they're two halves to a mitzvah. Which one would you make the Shechianu on? It's unclear. At my daughter's wedding earlier this year, I quoted another answer. You don't make a Shechianu. Shechianu suggests that you are experiencing something new. But if you believe that Arbam Yom Kodem Yitzira Savlad, a bas kol goes out, bas ploni leploni, if it's already been preordained who will marry whom, then when that marriage finally takes place, it's a fulfillment of a process that's already been in motion. It's not the introduction of something new, and therefore it doesn't warrant a Shechianu, a very romantic interpretation. Good for a chuppah of a child. Rabbi Soloveitchik, though, Rabbi Ganak points out that Rabbi Soloveitchik's answer, Rabbi Soloveitchik would bring this answer to marriage as well. Why don't you make a Shechianu under the chuppah? Because just like Sfiras HaOmer, you don't sit under the wedding, under the chuppah, and say, Shechianu v'kimanu, I'm done. I said, you know, there's the story of the couple who came to the rabbi. They were having a friction in their marriage, tension. It was a problem. The wife said, the husband's not affectionate. He's verbally affectionate. He never says, I love you. He never says anything. So the husband says to the rabbi, I don't understand. I said, I love you on the wedding night, and I didn't change it since then. So it's still chal. I said, I love you, and I never took it back. He was thinking with lamdus. I never took it back, so it's still chal. You have to repeat it over and over again. So Shechianu would be, if I say I love you, I'm done. Yotzei, I'm married, done. But we know that, like Sfiras HaOmer, it's a journey, it's aspirational, inspirational, it's progress, it's growth. You don't say a Shechianu. So this time of the year, we spoke in Shabbos HaGadol about Seder, about the Simanei HaSeder and Chasal Sidur Pesach, the commitment to do more with Seder, to be organized, punctual, time, order in our lives so that when we arrive at Matan Torah, when we come on Shavuos, we've transformed who we are. Pesach, Motzei Pesach, Isru Chag is not a time to let down or let go. It's a time to ramp up. We now have a fixed period of time, and it's a sad reason that we're not distracted by celebrations and by music, but it also means that we're able to focus in ways we can't the rest of the year. There are no events to attend, there are no celebrations to participate in. We have the capacity to focus on ourselves, on our growth, so that Amir Tashem, when we come to the base of the mountain, when we stand together on Shavuos at Matan Torah, we are literally different people than we were. We have fulfilled each and every day one step closer to realizing our best selves.